Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room podcast, presented by Macy's. I'm so excited, Claudia. We are here. I'm L'Oreal. Claudia Jordan here with me, of course. How you doing, Claudia?
Good. I am good. I'm just getting ready for Easter. You know, I celebrate the holiday every year, and it's a big deal.
You are a liar, but it's okay. We'll get into that a little bit more in the show, but we have got to see a lot of each other lately. I went out to Dallas and got to hang out with you a little bit. I had such a great time.
And now you want to move here, right?
I really do.
Dallas is a pretty cool place.
I can't wait to come back.
Listen, I got a big house now. You are welcome to stay here, or, you know, if you don't want to stay at a hotel, you have that option.
I love that. So I'm going to stay there till I get the house next door, and then we could just be neighbors and I could borrow sugar from you.
There we go.
Or I could borrow some clothes from Macy's, because I know you got a lot of those over there. Shout out to them. But we are going to talk about a lot this week. Should you get a prenup before you get married? Before you say, I do, should you ask for that prenup? Well, with Black people obtaining more wealth than ever before, especially as women, should we be afraid of the prenup, or should we be signing up immediately? Now, we're also going to be talking about, have you ever ended up with the other friend? Like, have you ever got hollered at by the cute friend, but then you really wanted the fine one and you kind of had to settle for whatever you got at the time because you chose up too quick?
That sucks. I hate when that happens.
Oh my goodness. Doesn't it always?
Yeah, and then you look like a you gonna talk to the friend, but
even if you didn't even do anything with the right friend, all they gotta have is your number.
Yeah, well, hey, speed of someone who's not a who is also a connoisseur of fine taste. Miss Lawrence is back again to show us what we should be wearing for that Easter Sunday brunch that we're all getting ready for, and what colors we should be looking at, and what patterns. Mm-hmm. And you know, it always goes down in L'Oreal's DM because it stays lit. It's a whole cesspool of messages coming
through
from Miss
L'Oreal. It's crazy this week. It is crazy. It's actually really funny and weird, some of these DMs that I'm getting lately, but at least they're positive. That's all that matters. One, a positive note, especially because I love the fact that I've been winning all week. And with that being said, Macy's has definitely made me win, because, you know, we own your beauty, own your style over at Macy's. That's what we all thrive for and strive for. Now, if you need some fresh inspo for your outfit for Easter, or you just want to switch it up because the vibes is crazy for the next party, like your birthday, you mm-hmm. know, you might want to switch it up a little bit for the airy season, right?
That's right. April 12th.
That's right. Now you can check that out at Macy's Personal Stylist. They can help you on over there. They'll help you put your look together either in store or from the comfort of your own home. And best of all, it is totally free. You know, prices is crazy nowadays, so we all can use something a little free and a little extra. So go on over and head on over to Macy's.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. That's Macy's.com/personal stylist. And then you can have a dope outfit for Claudia's birthday, because it's going down.
It sure is. I cannot wait. I'll be at Macy's later on. I want to get some swimsuits, definitely some cover-ups for sure.
Oh, because you're going to be in Aruba. I think I'm trying to join you as well. Let's see. I'm checking these flight prices every day. Like, what's going on?
Girl, the prices are high. You might have to look at Spirit. I know you don't want to go to take your Spirit.
Oh, no. So, yeah, you know what? You're right. I mean, I did save a bunch of money after I bought some stuff from Macy's the other day. So maybe I'll hop on the Spirit flight and Delta back.
There you go. Compromise. It's all about compromising.
Now, if I end up on the blog for sitting in the middle seat in the back on Spirit, don't.
They're so disrespectful in that airline. They talk to you like crap.
That's so crazy, because I've talked about this before. I've gotten on Spirit maybe like 2 or 3 times, and I've had great experience. I don't know what everybody's talking about. I just hate that my chair felt like I was sitting on cardboard and it didn't go back.
It reclines. This is how it is normal. And then this is recline.
Mine didn't recline at all. I got the front seat because I was like, first class. I got first class. And like, it was almost no class. But, you know, they got oodles and noodles. And
but your flight be $39. Now it costs $400 for your bags, but your flight be $39.
Oh, you want to bring your arms with you? That's going to be an extra $110. Like what?
I call it break your Spirit Airlines. So,
oh my God. Well, speaking of breaking things, it looks like I want to touch on this topic really quickly because we see things like this happen and it's happening more often than ever. And this is domestic violence, domestic disputes. We've seen Jonathan Majors. He made headlines. Even Army has dropped him as an influencer of theirs, and they kill people. So if the Army don't want to work with you, you know you got something coming around the horizon. But they're saying he got into a domestic dispute. We'll talk about that next week because I want to make sure we have more details. Mm-hmm. But this story just broke. And this is Love & Hip Hop's New York's Brittany Taylor. She's also related to Teyana Taylor. And she had an incident with Remy Ma a few years ago where she accused Remy Ma of putting a paws on her. And Remy was like, I wasn't even there, which we still don't know. The jury's out on that one. But we're going to say whatever Remy say. Okay?
I'm Team Remy. I'm Team Remy.
I don't want no problems with Remy Ma. I love her, though, anyway. But so Brittany Taylor, on a more serious note, she was arrested. She was charged with assault. I believe it was battery, all kind of stuff. This woman then went nuts. And this is all because she allegedly beat her kid's father with a bat. Now, the two of them share a 2-year-old, an 8-month-old. These pictures are going around of him beaten bloody. Okay, now apparently he was going to see the kids that they have together. They've been having issue after issue, so he's moved out of state so that they're not even near each other. His mother was a president at the time, and he was trying to leave. So as he was leaving, apparently Brittany said something to him. He ignored her, and she began beating him with the bat. Bloody, just like it's really sad, actually. And he's speaking out now. And this is the reason why I kind of wanted to talk about it, because I do feel like when things like this happen, it kind of gets brushed by, like, oh, well, he's a man and he probably could have just controlled her and this, that, and the third. Well, now he's basically saying, like, it's taken lightly when it's a man that is the domestic violence is the hands of a woman, is at the hands of a woman, is taken less seriously. And he's like, I want to put this on display because it's not right. This is all because I just tried to see my kids. Now, what do you think should be done in a situation like this? Because when it comes to men, we often want like the top punishment, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I do feel like when it's a woman, like when Bow Wow got beat on by his ex-girlfriend, it was like a joke or people make an excuse like, well, he had to hit her first. You know, apparently he didn't. He did nothing. So what should happen in this case?
I would like to know all the details of this story as well, because if someone's coming to see their kids and they don't speak back to you, is that a reason for someone to go into such a rage? I'm not trying to justify what she did. I think that was entirely overreacting, no matter what he said. But I would like to know, like, what sparked that? And why would you hit the father of your kids with a bat? You could definitely kill someone with one strike. You know what I mean? Like, this could be actually looked at as attempted murder. And yeah, we do make fun of it. We as society, when it's a man claiming that he was abused by a woman, we don't take it seriously. People call him the B word. And I don't think that's right. You know, I really don't. Men can be assaulted as well. And there are some very violent women out there in these streets. And this is not a pick me conversation because I'm far from a pick me. Mm-hmm. But you hitting someone with a weapon like that could kill him, you deserve punishment.
I agree. And I do think before we just start attacking people as far as like, this person needs to be locked up, this person needs to be canceled, this, like you said, we do need the full details, but it is a little difficult when you see the pictures. You have a history of things. Mm-hmm. We've seen you be violent before, and the narrative is always you.
Right.
You know, the narrative has been, and I'm familiar with Brittany, not close, but we've been around each other quite a few times, and she's a nice girl, you know what I mean? But I never had a physical relationship with her. I never had kids with her. I don't know why or what this is, but you know, if she did in fact do these things, she needs to be punished for them. And it's not okay. Now, especially when there's so many people, and I'm not just saying fathers, we know mothers too, that are not involved in their kids' lives. They're just running amok, not really caring. And when somebody is trying to be involved in their children's lives, trying to do the right thing to the point where they have to move to a different state to make sure that they don't do anything to bump heads with you, now it's giving you. It's giving it's you.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You really put your kids in a really uncomfortable situation because now they're almost forced to pick between mommy and daddy. You see your dad with all these bumps and bruises and bloodied up, and you ask what happened. If it finally it gets back to the kid, which it probably will, that it was your mom, how's that going to make you feel? Like you're actually causing long-term damage with your children.
Or they lose their mom because of the fact that she's violent to their father. Or you lose both of them because they end up going beyond it. Because beating somebody, like the way he looked, yeah, that could have, like you said, you could have hit him the wrong way in that head, and that could have been the end. Mm-hmm. All it takes is one wrong strike, and hopefully they figure this out. You know, they're young. The kids are young, 2 and 8 months. Like, hopefully nothing is impacted in their mind. I mean, they did see them fighting, so. But
that's last thing.
Yourself. Yeah.
Men and women, and this is not just a woman thing. We're not attacking women, but everybody should just relax. People do not have good conflict resolution anymore where they discuss things without cursing each other out or getting physical. And we got to get back to where we can have adult conversations.
And when you move forward from things like that and you look back, you be like, why was I even reacting like that? It's time to grow up. But keep your hands to yourselves, like you said, men and women. And because I know if this is my son, and that's what people not looking at, they like, oh, yeah, peek at it's like, no, what if that was your child? Or what if he put his hands on her first? I'm not sure what it was, but like, come on. We got to do better, y'all.
There's only a couple of reasons when it's okay. If someone's about to kill you, or they've done that to you, or if they gave you maybe a incurable disease, maybe, I don't know. But other than that, use your words.
Have you ever been physically violent with a person that didn't put their hands on you first?
I was once, because I felt like he put my life in jeopardy. He was being very reckless. It was an ex of mine who had proposed to me, and he was running around with all kinds of strippers and hookers and stuff. And all the meanwhile, trying to act like he wanted to marry me. And the girl had just got out of the house. I slapped him a few times and I actually put paws on him. I did. I actually felt bad about it later on. But I did get violent with him. But I was in such a rage.
Yeah. And you just snap.
I didn't realize I was that strong. And I got a mean 7-piece. I didn't know that.
Okay. See, I'm not going to laugh because that's going to contradict everything I just said. But I will say I've only ever put my hands on somebody has put their hands on me. I mean, besides like a fist fight in school or something like that. But as far as like relationship wise, but I do remember one time when I got fresh out of that relationship, it was very abusive. I started dating someone else. And sometimes you take that baggage on with you to the next thing. Mm-hmm. So like we were arguing about something. It had something to do with food. I was a little bit upset because it was like we were supposed to go to dinner. And then he ended up being real late. So we couldn't make it to dinner. And then he only had food for like himself. Oh. Like he brought. Yeah, exactly. So I like smacked the food off of the table. Like me still being in that abusive state of mind. But he wasn't. He didn't know that I was in an abusive relationship. He didn't know a woman to be crazy like that, I guess, or whatever. So when I smacked it off the table and went everywhere and he kicked me out of his house and he really stopped talking to me. And he was right. Like, if I could raise my child, which I have none yet, but like to do anything, it would do that. Like remove yourself from the situation and from that toxic ass person. Because at that time I was extremely toxic and needed to work on myself before I dealt with anyone else. And some people need to work on their issues before they choose to bring children into this world.
Well, good for you for recognizing it. A lot of people don't admit that they were ever toxic. Everyone thinks that most people blame everybody else. You hear a guy, why you break up with your girl? She was crazy. But they didn't say how you had exhibited narcissistic behavior or abuse to her for 5 years and you drove her crazy. Like, so to be able to say, I was wrong, you know, I did wrong is a big step.
Yeah, I was a goon. So I'm, you know, I've grown up from that. Thank God.
L'Oreal, how you gonna like disrespect and like you hurt the food? What'd the food do to you? Like you
It was beef. I couldn't even eat it.
You had beef with the beef.
I had beef with the beef. No, but you know, you supposed to treat your girl good though. You supposed to feed her too. You can't just feed yourself now. Anyway, speaking of feeding yourself, should prenups be mandatory before you get married? Some people only want to worry about them eating, child. Now, is we both going to eat or what? A few weeks ago, rap legend MC Lyte, she was in the news, and it was about her divorce. Now, her husband of 3 years, his name is John Wick, no relation to the movie. So they met on Match.com. Could you imagine meeting MC Lyte? First of all, MC Lyte, with all due respect, you know, you're a legend. I love you, but I thought she was a lesbian.
A lot of people thought that. And so it was dope to see her be married to a man like, oh, wow, look at us being judgmental and we was wrong or we was presumptuous, right?
Or is giving Pam from Total. Remember, she married a man too, but then went to church because she said she had to get the lesbian out of her.
Oh, can church do that?
No. It's actually impossible, but according to her, it's not. So anyway, so MC Lyte, who is straight, met her.
You're trying to get us in trouble again. I'm looking at you right now. You like to go right to the edge. That's probably why we're friends. Right to the edge. I
didn't even say anything. Okay, this is the point I'm making. They met on Match.com. Mm-hmm. So after things are playing out in the media, she recommended more people, especially in the Black community, should sign prenups before they get married. So there was a poll last year. It showed that 15% of Americans signed a prenup, up from just 3%. Three in 2010. What is wrong? Do we not see these stories play out all the time when people have to give up all their wealth?
I am very much for a prenup. Before, I would be selfish to be like, well, if he makes more than me, no. But, you know, I make a cute coin and I've dated the help before.
Oh, my God. So talk about a line. You just jumped over it.
Okay. I've dated men that made way less because I love them.
Okay.
And, but I also love them because I didn't think they were the type of people that would try to do me like that either. But you should protect your assets. I don't think a woman or a man should lay claim to the money you made before you even got with them. I never believed in that. Like, even as a woman, I never believed in taking half of some man's money. I really don't. I just think that's whack. Like, I can make an argument for, okay, while we were together, you know, some things that we did together. But so I married for 2 years and now I'm entitled to half the money you made before we even met, all that hard work. I get that. No, absolutely not.
No, that's crazy. But if it's like Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie Scott, absolutely. You owe me half, sir, because we started in that garage that you had me packing up books with you when Amazon was trash before it was lit. You giving me half, fam. Like, we did this together. So that's fair, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Agreed. But 2 years, I'm with you on that one. Like, LeBron and Savannah, if it's that, you know what I mean? And she is clearly his love from young. They raised a family together. She's been in this with them. I can understand that. She was shooting in the gym. Two years now.
Can I just say how good she's been looking lately? She looks bomb. Looks amazing. She is beautiful. Like,
she
LeBron.
Looks amazing. But if I met you on Match.com, that's not even that old of a website, fam. Like, I guess it is, because that's like the first dating site or Christian Mingle.
Did you ever get on any of the sites? I was like,
I had a
Tinder account. I went on one date and he threw a box at my car because he got mad at me about something. And it was really weird.
What? Well, let me tell you something. There was one that I wanted to get on at one point in time. It's the one. Is that the one where you need to be invited through?
Yeah.
So I heard that one was a good one to go on. And when I was like in between relationships and like, Atlanta is not very friendly for dating for women. Well, I know some people that have met the love of their life here, which is weird to me because I've never even seen a straight man.
Well, it's very hard. There's only like three of them. And they're married Nigerian men pretending to be single.
And so, yeah, because their Nigerian wife is in Nigeria.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I had a profile there too. And everybody on there, see, you have to get approved. So everyone kind of feels that they're like better than. So nobody really likes to reach out first. So there's a bunch of beautiful people that have been screened that aren't really making moves. But
well,
some people found success there, but you know, I did the one date and I never did a dating site again.
So I said I was gonna do that, and then I met my boo. So I don't need a dating site now. But you know, they say more and more women are becoming bosses, and they're saying that we should require a prenup before we get married. The women, like, they're like, don't even wait for the man to mention it. You get the prenup. Do you agree?
My last relationship, we talked about it, and I said I think we should do it because he was talking about getting married and stuff like that, and like really rushing it as well. And so I was like, yeah, we should. You know what I mean? And yeah. We didn't get married, but if the next person or if we get back together or whatever, I think that's going to be a priority. I think to protect what you had before, we can split what we make during the marriage. I'm all with that because we were a team while we're married. But you're not getting all these coins I worked hard to get since I was like 18. You know what I mean?
Just makes it so awkward though, because like if we're talking love, right? And love and marriage is supposed to be forever. And even though we know the divorce rates and we know the odds, it still gets really funny when you get to the point where it's like, well, if we love each other, why are we talking about splitting?
Here's the reason why. We've all loved more than one person in our lives. If you 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, you probably loved several people in your life. And at the time, it feels like it's going to be forever. But the fact is, none of those people you've dated since you was 18 years old have stayed around, or you broke up with them. They all have ended. Every relationship you've been in has ended until the current one you're in now. And that might even end, not to jinx you or anybody else that's listening, but every relationship has ended. And it all started off with butterflies and I'm going to be with you forever. And what are we going to name our kids and where are we going to live? We've all been there many, many times. And you pair that up with the data that shows the overwhelming majority of relationships end.
You're right.
That it doesn't make sense logically to think.
But we're special. We're different. Yes.
This one's different. You know what is different, L'Oreal? It's different for the first 30 to 90 days when it feels so amazing, but then you go back into the same things, the same patterns. People are people, period. And that's it takes true. A special person to power through issues. Most people want to walk away from issues. They don't want to power through and fight with you. They just want to move on. Are you serious? As I'm dropping bars, my mic's going to do this to me.
I know. And I'm like, it's always at the best parts that it starts getting weird. All right. So I feel like even like if I think about with my dude or whatever, like that's going to be a hard conversation.
Well, that's when you got to do it when things are good. Like maybe after you've had a nice lovemaking session, you make him breakfast and you'd be like, babe, I hope this stays like this forever. But if it doesn't, like, I want us both to be protected. Like, I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to take your money. And I don't want you, you know, maybe make it about him. Like, I want you to know that I'm really in this for you. You just play a little mind game with them and say, it's really about protecting your stuff. I really want to show you that I really am not here for that. And the way I can show it is like, maybe we should do a prenup where, you know, we leave with what we came in with.
It seems like such a bad word. I'm going to tell you this, though. I'm not getting no divorce. I don't give a damn what those numbers are saying. We are not getting a divorce. We're going to have to be mad. You see how I am. You see me and my dude argue the other day. I still sat right there.
You sure did. I said, damn.
I sat right there. I didn't say nothing, but everything continued on, right?
I felt like the uncomfortable little kid that's in between their parents. Like,
but why? I was still talking to you.
I know, but I could tell there was tension, so.
I think it's I make people feel uncomfortable once I switch my mood.
Well, you was like,
noticed that.
You was like this.
He was talking. I'll act like he not even saying nothing. No, so it's like I got to do that when I'm really upset. But if I'm present, that means like I care.
You're there.
So did you ever end up with a less attractive friend? One, let me just say really quickly, I, for one, will never, have never, will ever, never, never take one for the team. I don't give a damn how good your boy, the guy that you're trying to talk to looks. I don't care how, I'm not the take one for the team type of girl. I will be there for you. As far as like, yeah, we could laugh, joke, but I'm not taking the ugly friend and so that you could be, no, we could all be cool. And if I'm talking to the ugly friend and I meet the what you call it, not so ugly friend, then I'm swapping out. I don't care about the whole thing. Now,
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Now, Tyrese, he's always in the news for something. He is on social media, but this time it backfired on him. He's pretty much an open book, even when he lied about knowing Will Smith and Jada and them and that they gave him $5 million. It was the drugs talking.
Yeah.
So I guess we can't blame him for that. But this time, him and his girl, or his on-again, off-again, younger girlfriend, should I say, she and him had a conversation on live, and check it out.
How did we meet? Mm-hmm. Slid in the DMs.
Yeah.
We linked up.
He wasn't my type at all. My type was actually Paul Walker, rest in peace. But I... And my type is not white. I'm just saying I was more interested
in touch me.
Paul. And every fashion theory.
Don't touch me.
And even when I met him, I was like,
Don't
he's
kind of
old. His personality.
This just went really bad, really fast.
His personality was okay, but
I'm getting off live.
He didn't understand the Instagram model thing, so he would always talk down.
So you wanted the homie. You didn't want me.
I never said I wanted the homie. I just said he was cuter.
You said I'm old.
Mm-hmm. You know all this already. I wasn't your type either. So relax.
Yeah,
no.
I'm done.
I like how she handles him. I like
it. Do you think he was serious or like they were joking?
I don't know. I can't see Tyrese putting himself out there like that. It seems like he wouldn't purposely do that. Like seriously, unless it was like being funny. Because he's had some bad press. Maybe he did this to maybe look a little humble. Or, you know, when you make yourself look like not the victim, but she's clowning, you kind of feel bad for him. So maybe it's a PR thing. I don't know. But she told him to relax. He's like, I wasn't your type either, so relax.
Yeah, he also just wrote a whole entire album about his ex. So maybe this is a way to distract. And he keeps talking about it. So maybe it's a way to get him to have her level on the same as him, like disrespect. Because you're in a whole new relationship. You've been divorced for quite some time now. And your whole project is about your ex, like, and being heartbroken and devastated. Like, how does that even make you feel as the current person? Because I don't want to hear it. Like, okay, you can grieve a little bit, but then after that, it's like, you ain't moved on yet. Like, we together. Like, right. I don't want to hear about that person. So she got to feel crazy. So it's like, in order to say things like, well, you know, your friend was actually my real type. It's kind of like a get back. You know, like,
that's a good point.
That's how I feel, because that sounds mad random. Like, that girl doesn't even, I'm lost. Like, how do you go from Tyrese to Paul? That's a big leap. Mm-hmm. Paul Walker and Tyrese look nothing alike
at all.
Right. So have you ever ended up with the other friend? Like, you may have seen a group of guys and you was checking for one and you like, all right, this one's cool. And then you're sitting down and it seemed like everybody chose up and then the cute one come back from the bathroom.
Honestly, I thought about this. At first, I thought the answer was yes, but the one I thought about it, no. I always get the fine one. I get the fine one. But I have had a guy talk to one of my friends, and then he met me, and then he was after me. And I felt like, damn, I wish if... Because he was actually someone that I would have talked to.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it based on girl code, but I definitely towed the line. Like, I definitely talked to him a little bit, but then I was like, I can't go there.
And but now does that make her a hater?
Well, they kind of met. They did mess around. Like, they didn't just talk. And once they were physical with each other, and then she liked them, I knew I couldn't go there. But it all worked out because he gained a lot of weight, and he's super, super like unattractive now.
So you dodged a bullet.
I dodged a barrage of bullets and high blood pressure.
So it's funny. One time, it was me and my homegirl. We met these two guys. We used to see them a lot, right? And, like, I wasn't sure which one was the cuter one. Like, it was just hard to tell. And they both actually liked me, mm-hmm. right? So it was going to be like she had to take one for the team because whoever I didn't want to talk to was going to end up talking to her. Because they both, like I said, they both were on my body. So I ended up picking, and he was the wrong one, right? Like it just ended up not being a vibe. So the other guy ended up not talking to her, but I tried to put them on each other. Like I, you know. So then after the guy wasn't a vibe, the other one, I just started talking to him.
Oh, a little player, huh?
I know, but they weren't cool no more. This was like years.
Because of you? You broke them up?
I'm not going to lie. I messed up some friendships throughout my life.
Really, L'Oreal? Tell us about this.
I remember it was the two guys. So I was dating this one guy and he played on the same team as another guy. And that other guy I didn't even like. I actually hooked him up with one of my friends. And that one cheated on me, the one I was talking to. He had like, I found out that he was with some girl or whatever, so I dubbed him. So then when I was on his team, me and him was mad cool because remember I done hooked him up with the girl or whatever. So we used to hang out. So one day we was out and he was like, you know what, I think it's so whack. So I'm like, what? He was like, you know, I always wanted to talk to you, but you always try to hook me up with one of your friends. So I'm like, but I was talking to your home, but he's like, that's not my friend. We just play for the same team. So then I'm like, well, you know, that's weird because it's going to look like he was like, I do not even like that guy, whatever, whatever. Like, I do not rock with him. So like, eventually I started talking to him because I was like, let me see first. They're trying to play me, make me look crazy, right? So I started talking to him. One day me and him was out and the other dude came into the club.
Of course.
They got the scuffling, like, yeah.
Because guys will act like they don't really hang with that dude, but they really do, just to get the girl. They'll be like, I don't even rock with him like that. I don't care about him, but that's really be his boy.
Now, in hindsight, they wasn't really friends. They really did play for the same team, and they had mutual friends on the team. So they would all just go out and, like, buy bottles together or something like that. So they weren't really friends. But once he seen him with me, he like, yo, bro, you know that's my girl. And it's like, I'm not your girl.
Crazy. The L'Oreal Chronicles. What team was it?
I'm not saying all that now.
The Giants.
No. Nope.
Jets. Patriots. No. Chiefs. Celtics.
Move on. So you don't give second chances to the friend that you messed up on.
I always get the fine one out the gate. So I pretty much get who I want.
Sometimes the fine one, the worst one.
Oh yeah. No. You're right. The fine ones that I have gotten, a lot of them have been the most horrible people. Like the way that it ends has been awful. Like they may have looked great. I was very attracted to them, but I seen my heart has been crushed the most by the fine ones. The fine ones where I'm like, damn, you just seem like such a beautiful person, but you just did the most evil thing to me. And then other people wouldn't want to believe, oh no, he's such a good dude. And he's such a handsome. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, he was a narcissist and abusive and mean and had this very dark side to him, but they can get over on you because that smile is so bright and white and they just look beautiful and you imagine a life together. And, you know, we romanticize things as women. We romanticize things.
Yes, we do. Oh my God. We turn somebody into a whole person. They not, child, just because we see something with them. But what's the saying? The prettiest people do the ugliest things.
Well, except us, but them.
Well, so, you know, one of my favorite holidays are coming up, Claudia's birthday.
Hey, it's a national holiday, April 12th. I will be turning 50. I know. I don't look 50. I don't look a day over 22.
No, I'm joking. I was moving my mouth like I was talking. What you Claudia, let's stop it. You look young as hell. Definitely, I definitely give you 20. Like
I was being facetious. I'll say
I know. I definitely give you like 28.
Okay, I'll take that. People ask me because you know I'm very vocal about my age. I've been very honest about my age, which is very rare in the business. I've been like I'm okay with my age. I never felt like I'm old or washed because I keep getting new opportunities every year. I reinvent myself. I find new ways, and opportunities come to me because I'm a good person. I treat people good.
And you're good at that. You're definitely good at staying like in the know, in the loop, relevant. Like you're always very relevant in each and every, it doesn't matter. Decade, year, is Claudia is going to be somewhere out there. Okay.
I'm outside for you. Thank you. I'm outside. And another important thing is I drink water. I don't have any hate towards anyone that, you know, doesn't deserve it. And I don't let anyone's son stress me out for too long. Not to say I haven't had my heart broken because I have many times, but I don't let it drag on. Like it will never be, you'll never hear me complaining about the same guy for like four, five, six, 7 months. Like it's a couple of months. I'm like, I try to make it work. And then I just exit stage left. And it doesn't cause me to have like look weathered and beat down, because I see people who have been in abusive relationships. And I don't just mean physical, but mentally abusive relationships.
Yes.
It takes a toll on your spirit and your face. And when spirit is in a bad place, it shows on your outside. When I was depressed over a relationship, I started to see myself getting ugly. And the vain part of me said, not me, girl. I gotta get this. Like, I gotta get this out of my life. And
it's true, and
you end up glowing from the inside when you're happy. So, ladies, do not waste years with anyone that's not making you feel beautiful and desired. There's other people out there, a lot other people out there.
You know, another thing that you do and you don't do, I should say, you don't celebrate Easter.
Are you calling me a heathen? I am a Catholic woman.
I'm not sure, because I know you have a birthday trip coming up, and I could have sworn everyone's flying out on Easter.
I did plan a birthday trip where I didn't require my guests fly out the day before Easter, because I did kind of forget.
So you are a heathen.
Yes.
Well, Miss Lawrence is going to help us unheathen ourselves, right? Because as I said, Easter is when we get the flyers, and we don't always have Macy's personal stylist handy with us, even though you could go right on the app and figure that out. But we are lucky enough to have Miss Lawrence let us know what's going down. Miss Lawrence, what about you for Easter? I know that was your time.
Well, listen, I won't be able to be with Claudia. Now, Claudia, if you go be over there celebrating your birthday on Easter, at least let it be in the good Easter pastel colors in a swimsuit, honey. Put you a good heathenish two-piece on and bring your birthday in properly, honey.
So like a mint green Easter colored thong?
Let's do a mint green. We can do a pastel pink. We can do some pretty pastel yellows.
Ooh.
Yes, I can totally see that on you. But let me tell y'all, Easter is one of my favorite times of the year. It kind of goes along with like Christmas and like Thanksgiving, because it's all about like family. Mm. There's a plethora of things to do Easter. You could be, if you one of them church people, you go to church on Easter. You know, if you one of them, you know, like some of my cousins and them, they wasn't doing the church, but they was at somebody's park barbecuing.
I know that's right.
And then at night, you know, somebody's throwing an Easter party with, you know, hookah is a big thing. There's an Easter hookah. I'm sure they're going to come up with something creative with some hookahs in Easter, right? But we all got to look good at all times while we do either of the three. So, of course, check out Macy's, because they have some amazing, amazing flowy dresses, ruffles, floral embossed dresses for Easter. Easter is Easter, right? So we already know it's pastel colors. It's your mint greens, it's your pastel pink, it's your pastel yellows, it's a pretty orange. You can even throw a persimmon, which is a really vibrant, orangey, reddish color. If you want to, you know, just be a little bit more vibrant and stand out from the rest, I think it's really good for Easter. And if you want to be daring and swap out the florals for some graffiti, just as long as it's in the realm of those Easter colors and that Easter feeling, I think will be super dope. And again, don't forget our foundational spring trends, the cargo pants, or what do we call them?
Yes. A utility.
Utility pants. First. You can always do that. If you're that person that likes to do the park for Easter, you're taking your kids or your friends, y'all want to do an Easter egg hunt, y'all just want to go to the park and smell that Easter air. I love a maxi dress. You could never go wrong with a big flowy maxi dress with a cutout in the back. You know, if it's chilly, throw you on a cute little crop jacket with it or something like that, or a shawl. You can get the best church clothes, your worship clothes, out of my shanty.
Yes.
Macy's.
Won't he do it?
Oh, yes. Won't he will?
Come on now. And there's even a little sale going on at Macy's. I don't know if y'all checked it out, but I got me a couple of items. I actually got my last item just last night, and I got a good little discount on it. I think it was that VIP. I put the VIP code in there and got a couple items. So, you know, don't tell anybody I told you, because then everything might sell out. But, you know, if you listening to this, go use your code and you'll be able to go get you something fly for Easter as well.
I used to model for Macy's back in the day, and I believe they have a nice church hat or two up in there as well. So you can be fly from head to toe.
A good church hat. You can get you a good old church slide, old slip dress.
I know that's right.
Old slipper.
A glove.
You can get your sheets for when you're done, and then you start sinning. Oh, no. We're not going to. What? Oh,
well, no. Well, listen. You got to sin to be brought to them. So it all things work together.
Miss Lawrence, thank you so much. Always a great time with you. When people want to follow you, find you, see what you got going on, where can they do that at?
Yes, please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Miss Lawrence, M-I-S-S Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E.
All right, Miss Lawrence, thank you for those fabulous tips. As always, we will be definitely wearing our pastel colors on the beach.
I'm going to be wearing my birthday suit.
L'Oreal.
What? In honor of Jesus. It's his new birthday. He's reborn.
So you're going to blame it on Jesus while you're going to have your whole booty, your booty out in public?
I mean, you said a thong. What's the difference?
That little square triangle of fabric is separating your unmentionables.
Well, this is the Undress and Run podcast. You want me to have clothes on or not?
All right.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You know what? Live your life. Who am I to judge? Speaking of judges, we are going to judge your DMs because it is time for It Goes Down in the DMs.
Ooh, okay. Now listen, if you want to slide in my DM, Star and L'Oreal, S-T-A-R-R-I-N-G-L-O-R-E-L. Now, I don't know which one I should start with, but one of them is coming for me and the other one is kind of coming for Claudia. I'll tell you what I mean by it in a second. So let's start with this one. Hey, I remember you from younger, back in the day. I used to hang out with your older sisters and see you around and always thought you were such a little cutie. But I was obviously a little older. Well, we're both grown now, checking to see how you've been. You've really blossomed into a beautiful young lady. Proud of you. Dinner or drinks on me whenever we are in the same city. Looking forward to your response.
Oh, that's nice.
No, it's not. I'm going to tell you why.
Wait. You found something negative about that?
I sure did. Very creepy.
It's
very creepy because my sisters are very older than me. So at any given point where you was around me and my sisters was around each other and you see me, I was a little ass girl. So if you was looking at me as a cutie, as a little girl, because I don't remember this person. I've never seen this person. And like, as I'm sitting trying to think back, maybe he just looks different. But like, that's not creepy to you. Like my sisters are 7 and 8 years older than me.
That's not a lot.
As a little kid?
How little were you?
Why was you looking at me like that? I don't know. Because if they was, so my sisters, so when they was like 15, I was 8 years old.
Do you think, so that's around the time he was hanging? You think that's around the time?
I mean, I could only imagine that like my sisters, they graduate like 17. I couldn't have been no older than 11, 10. Like, so that's mad creepy and weird. Yes.
Did you look grown?
I always had a body. You know what I mean? But I was a baby. So I have issues with stuff like that when I think back to people who like even it's a guy that works in the industry. And I think I told this to you before, but like I feel like he low key preyed on me when I was younger. Like I came in the game pretty early. I was singing, but then I also interned when I was like 16, but I was already in the game, you know, and I see some of these people moving forward, like around, and to me, they're disgusting. You know, like I was 16 years old. These men were like 40.
Is there a space where people can acknowledge that you were cute as a kid where it's not creepy? It doesn't mean that they were sexually attracted to you. Like if I, you know, just notice, oh, you were so cute when you were younger, but now we're all adults now. Is that creepy? Or can you just never say anything about someone's looks?
It's creepy because now you're trying to sleep with me, take me to dinner, whatever the case. So it's like, damn, you knew me from a little girl. That starts to give pervert vibes. Like maybe you shouldn't say that. Like one or the other, because yes, now we're both grown. So 8 years older than me is not so crazy. You know, that would mean he's in his 40s, like late 40s or whatever. and or mid 40s, and that's fine. Like, that's not bad. But I just think the fact that I feel like you was looking at me as a kid just throws me off. Like, maybe you shouldn't have even mentioned you thought I was cute as a kid. Maybe that part.
What if he would have said adorable?
I think it was that you've been blossoming into a beautiful, I just think it gets creep by. And the fact that you're still watching me all these years.
Mm.
So you was watching me then,
mm-hmm.
watching me now, and I don't know who you are at all.
But he noticed you blossoming. So what's the other DM? You said they was coming for us?
Yeah, they came for you, but in a funny kind of way, I feel like.
What'd they say?
I feel like they're coming for your job. So I don't know how they feel. Yeah, they said, hi, Lori. I listen to all your shows. I'm obsessed with your personality. I, too, have an outspoken personality. And as of late, been considering doing a podcast. I thought long and hard, so I decided to shoot my shot. You would be the perfect co-host. Oh, thank you.
Oh,
you would be the perfect co-host. And we have more in common than you and Claudia.
First of all,
how did they know this? We have a lot in common.
And let me just school this young. Oh, is there more? Is there more?
No, okay. So they said it's no shade, but I think we could take this far. If you want to make some real money.
Wow. Okay.
Bow, 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 okay. Bow.
What's this person's little name? What's their first name? What's their little first or initial? What's their initial?
It's initial N.
N is for no. N is for not going to happen. N is for never. N is for, I'm going to be grammatically incorrect, know your place, N-O. Okay. We don't have to be the same to have podcast magic. We could be a little bit different and have some parts we are similar. Or maybe the better way would have been if you want to be added to this. But now the answer is no.
No, as in N, okay?
I ain't mad at them for shooting their shot, though, I guess.
I do think it was funny that they tried to low-key throw you under the bus all while trying to shoot and then telling me they can help me make some real money. Yo, you need help. Listen, I love that. If y'all want to take shots at Claudia, just come in my DM, Star and L'Oreal. Make sure y'all follow our page on Instagram, The Undressing Room Podcast. FYI, the highest rated podcast on the Urban One Podcast Network. Let's make some noise for me and Claudia, because that's dope. We one of the first podcasts as well. So a shout out to us over here at The Undressing Room Podcast. And I'm going to put on my bra at least, because I got to put some clothes back on so I could get ready for Aruba.
So you're going to put on a bra that you bought from Macy's?
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I might cover it with a shirt, because one time I tried to get on the plane with just like a bra top and they wasn't having that. They definitely stopped me.
You know what? You learn something new about your friends every day.
Claudia, I'm so excited. I hope I make it to Aruba to celebrate your birthday with you. I think I will, though.
I hope you make it down. We'll have a lot of fun. I'm renting a boat for the day. We're going to have a whole cruise. It's going to be lots of alcohol and great food and great company. I have really some really good people coming down, so I would love for you to be there.
And I will try my best with my Macy's suitcase, my Macy's clothes, my Macy's bathing suit, my polo bathing suit, everything. I'm going to be out there with you. So shout out to everybody listening. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend about the Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Happy Easter. Thanks for listening to the Undressing Room Podcast, and be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.